بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we are all well aware of the Islamic date today, which is the 17th of Ramadan, 1444 Hijri. And this marks exactly 1442 years since a very significant, very momentous campaign that took place in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what was known as Yawm Badr, the day of the Battle of Badr. It mentioned before as well that this was that moment in time wherein, or which marked the beginning of the period of Islamic dominance. And it was after this particular campaign, this particular battle, that the entire Arab world set up and took notice of the force and the strength of Islam and the Muslims. And we find, respected brothers and elders, the Battle of Badr was such that it not only showcased the collective brilliance of Islam and the Muslims, but we find individual moments of brilliance from Sahaba radiallahu anhum as well. The trade caravan of Abu Sufyan is leaving Makkah Mukarramah and is en route to Sham, to Syria. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sees this as an opportunity. So he instructs Sahaba radiallahu anhum to prepare to intercept this particular caravan. And the objective is twofold, that not only will we be able to acquire wealth into Medina Munawwara, but this will also become a means of significantly weakening the Quraysh economically. And this will then give Islam and the Muslims the upper hand. Nevertheless, Allah wills that this caravan bypasses Medina Munawwara. It makes its way to Sham, to Syria. And on its return back to Makkah Mukarramah, once again Nabi alayhi salam instructs Sahaba to prepare. So a small group of 313 Sahaba radiallahu anhum are prepared. The intention, the objective is to intercept a trade caravan. So not much preparations are made in terms of war. As far as the weapons are concerned, they are ill-equipped. As far as the conveyances are concerned, just two horses amongst the entire army. One belonging to Zubair bin Awam, the other Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu. And 70 camels which are shared amongst these 313 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So when it comes to the means that they had, very poorly equipped, ill-equipped. On the other hand, Abu Sufyan is the leader of this trade caravan. He gets wind of the news that Nabi alayhi salam is preparing to intercept our caravan. So he sends a person by the name of Damdam Ghifari to Makkah Mukarramah. He is traveling alone, so he moves at a swift pace. He reaches Makkah Mukarramah. And as he is entering Makkah Mukarramah, in order to draw attention to himself, he turns his saddle upside down and he cuts off the nose of his camel, of his conveyance. When he is now convinced that sufficient attention has been drawn to me, he now calls out that, O Quraysh, your investment is at stake. Your trade caravan is under attack. The riwayat have mentioned there was no person in Makkah Mukarramah, no male, no female, no child, who had any wealth except that they had invested significantly in this caravan to the extent almost 50,000 dinars, gold coins. So the Quraysh are in a state of panic, frenzy. They prepare a very strong army and they throw all their resources into it. 1,000 warriors are prepared. They are armed to their teeth. They have an abundance of weapons, abundance of conveyances, and they set off for Badr. This is where the two armies meet. We can imagine the odds. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, 313, ill-equipped, facing an army that is three times their size, or three times their number, who are well-equipped, who have arms, who have weapons. Nobody would have given them a chance. But at this point in time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni unshiduka wa'adak wa'ahdak. O Allah, I beg you, I implore you to fulfill your promise of assistance to me and the Muslims. And likewise, Sahaba radiallahu anhum give speeches wherein they encourage Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they pledge their support to him. And what is the result? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will send down malaika. If we do not send down 3,000, if you have sabr, you have taqwa, yumdidkum rabbukum bi khamsati ala. 5,000 angels will come down. What is their goal? Their objective is purely to assist the Muslim army. And this is exactly what happened. Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, we would hear the horses of the malaika. And we saw Jibreel alayhi salam, the amir of that army. And these angels would come down, or came down and assisted us in the Battle of Badr. Against all odds, Allah gives the Muslims and Islam victory. But what is the lesson, respected brothers and elders? We are all aware of what is happening in Al-Aqsa right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our Muslim brothers and sisters. Grant them ease and afiyat. And most of all, protect Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Give it back to us. But the lesson is that when there is taqwa, when our iman and a'mal are on point, and our trust and our tawakkul is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then against all odds Allah's assistance will come. So this was the collective brilliance of Islam of the Muslims. Together with this individual brilliance of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Umair bin Humam radiallahu anhu, here's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He encourages Sahaba that stand up and go towards a Jannat whose width is the width or the breadth of the skies and the earth. So he exclaims, Bakhin, Bakhin, how excellent. Nabi alayhi salam asks him, oh Umair, what is making you exclaim this? So he says, oh Nabi of Allah, I have hope that Allah will make me from the inhabitants of Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam says to him, Anta min ahliha. I give you guarantee you are from the people of Jannah. He has a few kajur in his hand, he throws it down. He says, if I live long enough to eat this kajur, my life will be too long. He throws himself into the battlefield, he earns his Jannah. Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu, he is fighting so bravely, so fiercely, his entire eyeball comes out of its socket. He comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his eyeball in his hand. Nabi alayhi salam takes it, makes dua for him and places it back into his eye. He then says, later on, this became the better of my two eyes. Ukasha bin Mihsan radiallahu anhu is fighting. Again, so bravely, so fiercely, his entire sword breaks in half. He comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I need a weapon. There is nothing to give him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives him a branch. He takes this branch and he goes into the battlefield. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that branch becomes a sword and he continues fighting. Like that, Mu'az and Mu'awiz radiallahu anhu, two youngsters, they are on the battlefield, they don't want to get left behind. So they ask one sahabi that show us the leader of the mushrikeen, Abu Jahl. So he says, what are you going to do with Abu Jahl? He's the leader. You are two youngsters. They say, point him out to us. They identify Abu Jahl, they attack him and they completely finish him off until he is about to leave this world. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu comes and strikes the final blow. Like this, one by one, sahaba radiallahu anhum made their jannah, they made their akhirat. We find, respected brothers and elders, our youngsters today speak about Champions League and Premier League. This was the Champions League. These were the true champions. This was the Premier League. A person says, my team won. Or that player who plays for my team is the greatest of all time. After the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, these were the greatest of all time. These individuals. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, as though Allah said to the people of Badr, go and do as you please, Allah has forgiven you. You have already been given guarantee of your forgiveness and your status or your position in Jannah is guaranteed. So this is the garden that you and I come from, respected brothers and elders, the qurbani, the sacrifice. Just one request. Today is Sunday. Most of us will be at home. Our families are at home. Our children are at home. Take out 10-15 minutes and just revisit the incident of Badr. There's so much of content available, whether it be hard copies, there's so many PDFs that we can download, so many different bayans from different ulama speaking about the Battle of Badr. Take out 10-15 minutes as a family. We know we take time out to do everything else. So as a family, sit down, take out a kitab, let our children be there, let our wives be there, and read this entire incident of Badr. This will inspire us, inspire our family members, and make us understand and realize where we come from, on the back of what qurbani and sacrifice you and I are seated here with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.